Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to CineQuest episode number 3. It is, of course, a preview, although CineQuest is rocking and rolling up in San Jose right now, which is cool because we are so excited. We're going to be at the event ourselves in 2 days. Also, welcome to episode number 173. We are going to be joined by Miss Elizabeth Davis, who directed a film. I'll let her tell you about it in a second. I am just pulling up her... You got to love computers, because whenever you need a link, it seems to vanish. So I am just pulling up the press kit for her. Although, you know what? The director probably knows more than the press kit. Let me say welcome to the show, Elizabeth. Are you there?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Of course, we wanted to have you back after that nice chat we had the other day and hearing about your film. I thought this has got to be a guest before we head up there. And you are episode 173. So,
awesome.
Yeah, thank you for being a part of this. We don't know what we're going to do for 175, so we figured the CineQuest movie gods will just bring us something that's a milestone.
Here you go.
Yeah, so let's see. Why don't we start real quickly? Pronounce your film properly for me, please.
You know, I just say Le Petit Mort because if I do it with the French spin, people get very confused. So I'm just going to go ahead and stick with Le Petit Mort.
Okay.
It's French slang for the little, well, it's French slang for the orgasm, but it translates literally into the little death.
Okay. And this was interesting. This film, again, is going to premiere tonight in Redwood City. And I apologize to listeners earlier. I said a film was playing in Century City. So for those of you, I hope you catch it and don't go to Century City Multiplex over by Fox.
No.
Tonight, this film for Elizabeth is going to be premiering at 9:45 in Redwood City, which is, of course, up in between San Jose, Sunnyvale area. So I wanted to, I asked you on because I wanted to get, what are your feelings today? We've never gotten to talk to a director on premiere day.
Oh, I see. You know, I haven't been thinking about actually sitting in the theater and watching my movie on a big screen. I've only seen it on small screens and like a standard living room TV. So I've tried to push it out of my mind. Otherwise, I'd get too excited and probably have a hard time enjoying the rest of the day. But now that I'm talking to you about it, I'm very, very excited. A little anxious to show it to strangers. I've only shown it to, you know, close friends and family and crew, and of course the CineQuest team. But yeah, the vibe down here in San Jose is great. It's just a bunch of happy filmmakers talking about their movies and making friends. So it's been a really nice experience so far. So I look forward to seeing what is yet to come, especially tonight.
Well, yes, and this is part of Shorts Program 5. So for those of you that have checked out our other episodes, we've been so fortunate that the shorts we've been reviewing and previewing are not in the same program. So I was really excited about that. Le Petit Mort, I don't want to just call it the orgasm. we'll say, of course, we're not censored here for you new audience members. The synopsis here, when a virginal girl follows her lover into a mysterious forest, a twist of fate wrenches them apart forever. The girl struggles to be ever closer to him in this fairy tale about sex, death, and pie. I found this very interesting because a business mentor of mine told me every problem in business or life or with your girlfriend or wife can be solved with money, cake, or ice cream.
Hmm.
So I thought about that. I thought, yeah, you can pay someone to shut up. If you're arguing with your girlfriend, she'll usually take some ice cream. So I thought, this is interesting. Sex, death, and pie. And of course, the problem with short films is always, you know, one word can spoil the whole plot. But what I did want to also ask you was, this is really cool because you have 5 screenings. And for those of you out there, the next one is on Sunday at the Hammer Theater, and then back to Redwood City on Tuesday at 6. Afternoon screening again at the Hammer on Thursday at 3:45, and then back to Redwood City next Friday at 4:45. So Sunday night, I'm excited because this is 2 of the 5 films we've covered that I'm going to get to see in the big screen. Has a Vimeo link. So I'm excited about that. Plus, here at the show, we love that we get to go see a film and then talk with the director afterwards. And it's not like, yeah, okay, you interviewed me, okay, bye. So, well, I hope you're not like that. I don't know yet. I guess I haven't met you.
No. So, I'm really excited to meet you.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it will be. I better. So, What I also wanted to say was that, you know, thank you for sharing that thought about how your day's going. Now, I guess the last question I had here, because we're just doing a mini episode, because I have a feeling I'm going to want to review your film and talk to you more about it and bring you on with some other filmmakers so we can kind of mix it up.
Yeah, great.
Just one last question. Why this story? Like, as I look at Sex, Death, and Pie, what?
So I wanted to explore the feelings and the emotions that I had having sex for the first time. So I grew up in a family where we didn't really talk about it at all. So sex was this big mystery, and it was related to all these feelings of, I don't know, being shameful and sort of scary, but also really thrilling. So I wanted to explore desires as a teenager and how I dealt with that. So I did it, I think, in a very metaphorical way where we're exploring all of those emotions and feelings and, is it going to be okay? And all of the thrilling, exciting, scary aspects of it in sort of a fairy tale. So we're not getting too explicit about it, but we are, you know, trying to leave the audience with an emotion about this is what I went through when I was a teenager. The phrase le petit mort, the orgasm, there's this old philosophy that when you have an orgasm, it's the closest you are ever to death. So I also sort of became fascinated with that you're sort of transcending our state right now into a higher level when you have an orgasm. So I don't want to give too much away in the plot, but into it a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I you know, that's interesting because when we were talking on the phone the other day, you had the theory correct. I had heard it. As I had mentioned to Elizabeth, I had heard it from this random crazy train ride where it was just me and this gentleman in this empty train. And he had said what Elizabeth just said about it's the closest to dying because it's something like your organs not stop, but it's like your pulse is at its lowest rate or something. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to talk because, you know, this is a very liberal show and we're not censored. So when I saw this film and when we were introduced by Troy, I thought, great, because this is something where it can kind of be a little bit more of a risque conversation. And it can go into things that are natural. And it makes me think of that. And again, I'm not talking against Christians here or politics, but it makes me think of that old George Carlin joke where he says, all the people that pledge family values and are against sex have the biggest families. So it's like they're against sex, but it's like, how do you think that family got started? You know? So I'd always experienced that too. I'd heard people say, oh, they're against sex, but then they have 9 kids, which No offense if you're one of nine kids, but it's kind of like, okay, so how'd you get your kids? You obviously really like dying, right? Or pie. Oh, sorry, that was good. Anyways, that was a little too metaphorical. I apologize. I do need to meet you before I say something like that. But yeah, we just wanted to come on and talk about this film because we wanted to have a filmmaker on for the new audience because we know this is you filmmakers have been sending this into new networks for us and our social media has just been firing. So we really hope that that does something for you guys. And again, have a wonderful, you're down to, you have 6 hours and 5 minutes till the big debut. you know, congratulations on that. You also, I see here that you also wrote and produced it and edited it. So this, even for a short film, that makes a big difference. A lot of people can write, and when you make a short film, us filmmakers, we both know you kind of have to produce, but editing is a whole nother thing. So congratulations on that. And we thank you. We thank you for your time today. And of course, the show looks forward to meeting you this weekend. So we hope
Great.
You have a
I really
wonderful,
look forward to it.
Yeah, we hope you have a wonderful, perfect premiere tonight and enjoy the rest of your Friday. I want to hear all about it off the air.
Great. Thank you so much. And safe travels coming up here.
Thank you so much. You take care and keep that party going because I love a good party. So I'm going to come and jump into the CineQuest. Whatever's going on, I'm game.
We'll make sure there's something happening.
Excellent. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank
you,
you so
care.
Much.
Aloha.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We always appreciate every guest. That was great fun doing a mini episode. I thought to myself yesterday, gosh, we've never had a filmmaker talking the day of their premiere. So again, that's La Petite Mort, and I'm sure there's a French pronunciation. Check that out as part of CineQuest. Go to cinequest.org. We want you to find more stuff that's playing. What we've previewed and all the goodies going on. To me, it sounds like a Rolling Stones concert is going on and I'm stuck in traffic. So I will be up there in less than 24 hours. I can't wait. Aloha to everyone. Thank you to CineQuest, Jessica, all the filmmakers, all the support. You remember how it goes, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, or whatever other time of day there is, make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.